AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A year late and under strict coronavirus restrictions, the Tokyo Games are finally underway. Here's more from correspondent John Leatherby.
It had the emotion and pageantry of all opening ceremonies, but reminders the pandemic continues were everywhere. Spectators not allowed except the mask-wearing dignitaries and working media. The parade of athletes reduced to a tenth the usual number. The U.S. team led by co-flag bearers, basketball legend Sue Bird, a four-time gold medalist, and Eddie Alvarez, a member of the U.S. baseball team who won silver as a speed skater at the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. Four-time tennis Grand Slam champion Naomi Osaka lit the Olympic cauldron to begin 16 days of competition. I'm John Leatherby.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration has hit four companies with nearly $1 million in fines after six workers at a northeastern Georgia poultry plant were killed by a liquid nitrogen leak in January. OSHA Atlanta Regional Administrator Kurt Petermeyer.
Through its investigation, our Atlanta East Area Office determined that FFG and contractors working at the plant, including PSSI, Musser, and FS Group, violated multiple OSHA standards.
A new freezing line went horribly wrong January 28th, sending a cloud of liquid nitrogen vapor into a room that was below floor level of the rest of the plant. Investigators found that workers tried to flee but found some exits blocked. A 19-year-old employee at a home improvement store in a Minneapolis suburb was killed yesterday when a large pallet of wood he was transporting on a forklift fell onto his machine. Police had to be called to the Menards in Golden Valley after a small crowd of people in the parking lot became upset when store managers did not close after the accident. The store later closed and then reopened this afternoon. An up day for the markets, the Dow gaining nearly 200 points, up 0.5%, the NASDAQ up nearly 150 points. This is AP News. An engineer warns the street in front of the collapsed 12-story condo in a Miami suburb should remain closed because it could also collapse. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
Miami-Dade officials are saying they'll shore up the walls of the underground parking garage that are all that remain of the 12-story condominium building that collapsed last month, killing at least 97 people. That's because a structural engineer hired to investigate the collapse submitted a letter on Thursday saying that Miami's famous thoroughfare, Collins Avenue, could crumble into the hollowed-out foundation if it's reopened to traffic. The engineer warned that the remaining perimeter wall near the road could fail and that soil under the street and sidewalk could move with it. He's warning that heavy rain could increase the risks and recommends building an earthen berm to support the walls near the street. I'm Jennifer King.
A young girl is dead, her mother critically hurt, after a driver lost control while rounding a curve, slamming into their roadside produce stand in central Ohio yesterday. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.